What do we think of now when we look at lace? Or when we simply say the word lace? Though lace has been called many things by many people over the last 600 or so years, in English our current word, lace, comes from the old French word, lace, which could be used to refer to a net, but also a noose, or a string, a cord, a tie, a ribbon, or a snare. Snare, as in the loop of rope used to trap animals or enemies by the leg. That old French word itself, lace, likely comes from the Latin word laqueum, which specifically meant noose or snare. And this was related to another Latin word, lacere, which meant to entrap, but could also mean to entice someone. And from this same set of words comes our English word, lasso. And so looking back on 600 plus years of lace history, one could ask the question, if lace is, etymologically at least, a way of catching, of ensnaring, what is it that we have been trying so hard to catch with all of this lace through the centuries? The labor of women? Swirling patterns from cultures around the world? Class status and racial status? By the 1920s, once lace had for decades been made more accessible by machines, here in the US, middle or lower class Irish Americans, perceived as having pretensions to a higher amount of wealth than was considered appropriate for them, were referred to pejoratively as lace curtain Irish. One of the main Italian words for lace, merletto, comes from the Italian word for the battlements of a fortress, from which weapons were fired, and behind which soldiers hid. And so looking at lace then, maybe we can start to see it as small walls of defense. And defending against what? The German term Spitze, related to another Italian word for lace, pizzo, means peak or summit, possibly referring to the snow at the top of tall mountain ranges year-round, as though each of the Alps were wearing a lace collar. And one of the primary French words, dentelle, which then became the origin of the current Arabic and Persian words for lace, comes from seeing in early lace patterns an image of teeth. And the same linen that was used to make early lace in Venice and Antwerp was being used in both of those port cities to make sailcloth, and also to make the canvases that Renaissance painters in those cities were working on. And so, what is lace to us? Mouths, teeth, traps, nooses, battlements, cords, hunting, desire, mountains, sails, blank canvas for the body, a set of infinite flexible frames made to help us see perhaps nothing more than negative space, the pools of emptiness all around us.